Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about the 27x Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we are joined by Flavio Silletti.
Exactly.
Who is the Belgian ambassador, not Italian ambassador, but the Belgian ambassador for this year edition of 27x Cinema. So welcome to Fred.
Thank you.
So first of all, tell us more about this European project, 27x Cinema, and how did you find out it, and why did you apply?
So 27x Cinema is a really nice initiative, an European initiative, that gather then 27 young people from 18 to 25. So young people from all over Europe, so one person per country. And we all gather here in Venice for the festival to select together what we think is the best film of the Giornate degli Autori selection, which is basically like the parallel competition to the Ufficiale selection of the Mostra di Venice.
I read from your profile that you would like to become a film critic. Mm-hmm. So these days, I suppose, were amazing for mm-hmm. you. Why did you decide?
I learned a lot this week about movie critics because so I study journalism and I actually have my own music media. So I run a music media. I'm an editor-in-chief. So I know a lot about, I mean, I work in the music industry, but about movie industry, I'm starting to work in there and I want to become like a culture journalist overall. So I wanted to learn more about how we talk about movies, like the vocabulary around movie critics, movie criticism. So this week has been really thrilling and rich for me, so I'm really happy.
I know that your favorite film theater is the Cinema Palace, a cinema that you are representing here in Venice. So why?
So Cinema Palace is one of the many cinemas we have in the center of Brussels. So Brussels, yeah, is packed with like movie theaters, which is at the same time a force and a weakness, because then each cinema, they really struggle to find their own brand, their own marketing strategies and stuff. But I think they do that really well, and they all have their own identities. And the thing I love the most about Palace is that it mixes in its architecture old and new times, modernism and something more traditional. And they try to do it like even in the film programmation. You have classics sometimes, you have the new movies that come out. You also have bigger mainstream movies next to little art house movies that are more niche. So I really like that about them, that they really dare to mix things in general.
So think about yourself in 2-3 years. And what do you think you will remember from this experience?
I will remember many things. I mean, I was not expecting it to be so interesting to hear like 27 young people talking about the same movie. I mean, it gives a real insight of what young people want today. I mean, we're talking about cinema, but it also gives an idea of what we want in life in general. Like, we were so touched by subjects such as queer communities or subjects about immigration and stuff like that. So it really gives me hope. And I mean, I was looking at us and I was like, oh, that's beautiful to watch. And then when I will remember these jury meetings and stuff, it was really beautiful to see and to hear, and to be part of it was really nice.
Thank you, Flavio, for sharing your experience as a Belgian ambassador for this year edition of 27x Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.